Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
It's hard to travel in Italy without saying dates. You need them for the practical stuff like booking transport and accommodation, and the fun stuff like telling Italians about your plans and meeting up with friends. But saying dates can send you into a mini panic because there are a few important details to get right before you can say them confidently.
Let's learn them in today's episode.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Che giorno è oggi?
What day is it today? Il 12 novembre. The 12th of November or November 12th?
Dates will come up a lot when you're talking to Italians. When you're talking about travel, plans, booking things and even when cooking.
It's true, but when it comes to cooking, you tend to pay more attention to them than I do.
That is true. Listen to our conversation. How many Italian dates can you hear?
Hai fame? Faccio un piatto britannico. Un pie.
Ma il burro è scaduto il 10 novembre. Ieri.
È ancora buono.
Ma anche la farina è scaduta?
Sì, il primo giugno, ma va bene.
Sì, ma il primo giugno 2021. Andiamo al ristorante. Offro io.
Let's break down the conversation. I asked Matteo.
Hai fame?
Are you hungry?
Hai.
You have?
Fame.
Hunger. So in Italian we have hunger. Then I said.
Faccio un piatto britannico. Un pie.
I'm making a British dish, a pie.
Faccio.
I make.
Un piatto.
A dish or a plate. In Italian, it's the same.
Britannico.
British.
Un pie.
A pie. I use the English word because I'm talking about British food here.
Pies. I really miss going to the pub in London and having a pie and a pint of beer.
That's why I wanted to make you one.
Which I would usually love, but in this case, there is a problem with the butter. Ma il burro è scaduto il 10 novembre. Ieri.
But the butter expired on the 10th of November, yesterday.
Ma.
But.
Il burro.
The butter.
È.
It is.
Scaduto.
Expired.
Il 10 novembre.
The 10th of November, November 10th.
Ieri.
So here's a date. Il 10 novembre.
Il 10 novembre.
To say dates in Italian, we say il plus the number 10 plus the month, novembre.
Il 10 novembre.
In American English, I think the month comes first and the day second, but in Italian, it's the opposite. Day first, month second.
And if you pause a lot when you need to say a date in Italian, don't worry, it's normal.
It helps to start with a really solid knowledge of numbers and months, which you can do in episodes 108 and 116.
To get used to them, I suggest practicing with the important dates in your life. For example, Katie, when is my compleanno, birthday?
L'undici dicembre. So.
Giusto.
The 11th of December. L'undici dicembre. In this case, we say L apostrophe instead of il because undici starts with a vowel. So we've got L apostrophe undici. L'undici. And mine?
Il 29 giugno.
Bravo. So the 29th of June, il 29 giugno. And our dog Brody's?
Il 5 ottobre. The 5th of October. Il 5 ottobre. Phew! We passed the test.
You remembered Brody's faster than mine, though.
Mm-hmm. But because it's closer.
Coming back to my pie, I don't think one day will make much difference to the butter. So then I said...
È ancora buono.
It's still good.
È?
It is.
Ancora.
Still.
Buono.
Good.
Yes, but there is a bigger problem, I asked. Ma anche la farina è scaduta?
But is the flour expired too?
Ma.
But.
Anche.
Also.
La farina.
The flour.
È.
It is.
Scaduta.
Expired. I'm quite flexible with the dates on foods, whereas Matteo tends to be more careful.
Yes, I've probably saved us from food poisoning many times.
Next, I said...
Sì, il primo giugno, ma va bene.
Yes, the 1st of June, but it's fine.
Sì.
Yes.
Il primo giugno.
The 1st of June.
Ma.
But.
Va bene.
It's fine. Literally, va, it goes, and bene, well. Here's the next thing you need to know about dates in Italian. For the first day of the month, we say the first, il primo.
Il primo.
So the first day of January is?
Il primo gennaio.
The first day of February?
Il primo febbraio.
And so on. But we only use it for the first day. For all the other days, it's just the number. Due, tre, quattro, etc. So the second day of January is the 2 January.
Il 2 gennaio.
The third day?
Il 3 gennaio.
Etc. Dates in Italian are actually simpler than English because we don't need to worry about how to say the 3rd, the 12th, etc.
Oh God, that's sad for me. The 12th. 12th, no.
It's quite hard for me as well. but in Italian, we just say the 3, il 3, and the 12, il 12.
The only exception is the 1st, il primo.
That's when the flower expired. In fact, Matteo said...
Sì, ma il primo giugno 2021.
Yes, but the 1st of June 2021.
Sì.
Yes.
Ma.
But.
Il primo.
The first.
Giugno.
June.
2021.
2021. Literally, 2021. Understandably, Matteo doesn't like the idea of eating a pie with flour from... 2021, so he suggests...
Andiamo al ristorante. Offro io.
Let's go to the restaurant. It's on me.
Andiamo...
We go...
Al...
To the...
Ristorante...
Restaurant.
Offro...
I offer...
Io.
I. And this is how Italians add emphasis. So it's like saying, I'm the one who's offering, with I, io, at the end. Let's review dates one more time. Il plus number plus month. So November 12th, literally, the 12 November.
Il 12 novembre.
Brody's birthday, October 5th, the 5 October.
Il 5 ottobre.
Only on the first day we say the first. For example, June 1st, the 1st June.
Il primo giugno.
Let's listen to the conversation again. Hai fame? Faccio un piatto britannico. Un pie.
Ma il burro è scaduto il 10 novembre. Ieri.
È ancora buono.
Ma anche la farina è scaduta.
Sì, il primo giugno. Ma va bene.
Sì. Ma il primo giugno 2021. Andiamo al ristorante. Offro io.
The There are a couple more important details and mistakes people often make when saying dates in Italian. For example, saying the year also takes some practice.
You'll learn more in the blog post for this episode. There is also a quiz and vocabulary cards to help you practice and remember everything. You can go to the lesson by clicking the link in the description.
See you next time, or as we say in Italian, alla prossima!